Good morning. 7:17 a.m., July the 8th, 2016, a Friday. I'm out, I'm walking. It's a cool morning. I worked up a sweat because I was pumping this morning. I wish I had something to say. I wish I had something to talk about. I wrote a lot yesterday, very little on Milk Run, unfortunately, but I wrote a lot yesterday. Mostly on stuff that I owed to people that was falling behind and distracting me. So, yeah, I got a lot of words down. I got a lot of words out. I didn't get a lot of Milk Run done today. It felt good to write yesterday. It felt wonderful to write yesterday, and I want to feel wonderful again today. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. Beyond that, I don't really have a lot to say. I'm walking along, thinking about the TechX server, and one thing that I accomplished on the TechX server yesterday, which was not terribly time-consuming, but was one of those things that has been a task to check off, was to find another fortress. And for me, finding another fortress means finding a liquid that I can pour onto the lava lake so that I can walk on it, or flying. Flying is apparently beyond me at the moment. I'm not exactly sure why or how, but I should make a jetpack probably. So flying becomes easy. But I found that, after doing a little research, I found that the destabilized redstone not only isn't harmful, but it takes the sting out of lava. And so I spent, I don't know, half an hour between sessions yesterday, and found another fortress. Which means I got nether wart and a blaze rod to start brewing potions. I brewed a couple of batches of instant health too. I need to make some fire resistant potions. Be because one good thing about touring is that you never have to worry about lava again, as long as you have a potion of fire resistance with you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good, how are you?
We'll wait till you cross the
border. Okay, there we go. Let me get out of your way.
Have a good day.
You too. They look too cute, little puppy dogs. So, yeah, and then I went through and I did a little mathematics this morning and discovered that I probably have enough materials to start turbine construction. The bottleneck is the ender pearls I need to make the collector rings for the turbines. It's going to take a lot of pearls. Luckily, the Ender Pearl Farm is putting out almost a stack of pearls every 2 or 3 hours. So I just need to stop by every so often and pick and replant them and move on. Should actually look to see if a harvester will harvest them. That would make things go. Very quickly. I think it will. I didn't get anywhere near enough sleep. It's going to be one of the problems for today. I may wind up taking a nap just to try to make up for it. I was up relatively late writing. I was trying to get... I owe Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers a post on making a mark in marketing. And I spent a lot of time trying to work on... You know, the models and the background and the understanding necessary to cope with marketing in the modern environment. And a lot of it is a rehash. Most of it was boring. Monk post. And ultimately, I went back to the 10 Rules of the Road that I wrote a couple years ago. And while a lot of people have seen it, yeah, a lot of people haven't. And it's a good kicking off point. It's also a good ending point for this series on book marketing, on Bootstrap Your Book, to help people who haven't done it yet get into publishing without going broke or falling victim to the scammers and vanity presses who are promoting themselves as self-publishing companies. A lot of people really get, I can't afford this, I can't afford to do this, this is silly, I'm forced to submit to agents because I can't afford the thousands and thousands of dollars needed to get a book published. To which my reply is basically, if you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars to publish a book, you need to stop and reevaluate, because that ain't even realistic. My budget is about $1,500 per title. That includes buying custom cover art and hiring an editor. Anybody who's spending more than that really needs to be careful about what they're getting for their money, and very often it's not enough. Good morning. Speaking of cover art, one of the questions came up yesterday was about why isn't Full Share on pre-order on Audible yet? So I dropped a line to the new Podium author liaison person. There was an announcement made earlier in the week that Podium has finally hired someone whose special job is to serve as liaison between Podium and the authors. And so I wrote to her, and yes, there is a kink in the pipeline. It's not a problem, something that I have to deal with, other than damage control for letting people know that there's going to be a month-long delay. They're redoing the covers. And as they explained to me, audio is a different market, and don't worry your little head about it. We're just making it so these books have more appeal to the audio market. Yeah, I know. The audio market is a different market. So, okay, you know, I don't really have a problem. They've got the rights. I don't have any recourse. Even if I did have a problem, it's one of those shut up and suck it up. And if the covers are decent, then what I might do is ask if I can license them back to put them on the paperbacks, to put them on the ebooks. I like the covers. I like the covers that I've got. Dan Sawyer did a remarkable job with them. I like them. Taken in total, they make a nice statement. Individually, yeah, I know. Individually, they probably need a little more punch. They probably need a little more. a little more. That's one thing that Ryden did really well. Michael Sullivan did great cover. I wasn't really able to continue to work with them because I couldn't get the books actually published when they needed to be out. But Sullivan did great cover. Says this post is probably going to be a little bit delayed. I've got to go to the grocery store. We are out of cat food. I went to the grocery store yesterday afternoon and thought, oh, I'll probably get some cat food, and then didn't do it. And it was actually on my list to do, and I got out without actually checking the list. So that was tedious. And what it means is I have to go back to the grocery store, and I want to do that before I get settled in. I'm going to do that as soon as I get back. I'm just going to shut this off and start the upload so it can fail once before it actually uploads to Dropbox for me. I don't know what the story is, but every file I've tried to upload for the last 2 weeks has failed the first time. And then taken a second time, probably because I was actually in the house and within range of the Wi-Fi on the second one, where on the first one I necessarily wasn't. I was actually standing in the dooryard. So that might have been the problem. So I gotta go to the grocery store, pick up some cat food. I'll probably pick up something too sweet, too carb laden for actual consumption, but then I'll get them anyway. Box of donuts or pack of Danish or something. I did get some coffee this morning, and for the third day in a row, the coffee pot, while set up to go, didn't actually turn on. And I actually stopped this morning to see if I could figure out why. And the answer is that the clock is off by 12 hours. So what I thought was 5 a.m., the clock thought was 5 p.m. So when I programmed it to go off at 4:30 a.m., it hasn't got there by the time I got up. So I need to fix that today. Oh, it's going to be another hot one. It's going to be scorcha. It's supposed to be in the middle to high 90s today. It's lovely right now. Particularly if you stay out of the sun. It's in the shade. It's quite gorgeous. It's also trash day, and I took the trash out, so yay me. But I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.